This is WLVR News. I'm Brad Klein. As we approach Election Day, a host of questions remain about voting in the Lehigh Valley. There are still cases in the courts and the possibility of legislative action to come. To look at where we are now in Lehigh County, Amy Zanelli, chair of the Lehigh County Board of Commissioners, joins us by phone. Thanks for talking with us.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
Let's talk first about voting in Lehigh County. We're just over 2 weeks before Election Day, but voting is already underway in Lehigh County, right? Both in person and by mail.
Yes, it is. You can vote on demand at the voter registration office at 17 South 7th Street.
And currently, you can actually register to vote there. Is that correct? And get your ballot and vote. But registration in Pennsylvania ends on Monday.
That is correct. Monday, October 19th, is your last day to register to vote in order to be eligible to vote in the presidential election.
So as I understand it, that in-person voting option is available through October 27th at 5 p.m. Let me ask you, people are already returning mail-in ballots, both by mail and by drop boxes. And the status of drop boxes in Lehigh County has been sort of in flux. We're recording this on Thursday. The idea is that by Friday, how many drop boxes will be available for residents of Lehigh County?
By Friday at 9 a.m., we will have a drop box for every commissioner district. So there will be 5 drop boxes, which will be manned throughout the county. And in addition, there will be a drop slot at the government center, which will be available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
One concern over mail-in ballots is so-called naked ballots. It's getting things slightly wrong and then having your vote disqualified. What exactly is a naked ballot?
So in the primary, if you voted by mail, you were sent your ballot, an instruction sheet, and also a secrecy envelope. Now in the primary, that secrecy envelope was not mandatory in order to have your vote counted. Due to a lawsuit against the state of Pennsylvania, that has been challenged and changed so that the secrecy envelope is now 100% mandatory in order to have your vote counted. So what you need to do is you need to fill out your ballot as you so choose. You need to then enclose it inside your secrecy envelope. Then you need to put it inside the exterior envelope, which no longer requires any postage to mail. Sign your voter affidavit on the back, and then you may either bring it to voter registration, a drop box, or any USPS mailbox.
Got it. So for your vote count, your ballot is in an envelope, which is in another envelope, which is sealed and signed. Is that right?
That is. We call it wrapping your ballot. So while this is quite the contentious election, one thing that everyone can agree on is that we want our vote to count when we cast it.
Let me ask you about one contentious primary race from Allentown. The 22nd State House District is a majority-minority district with most residents there identifying as Hispanic. Enid Santiago challenged the incumbent, Democrat Peter Schweier, in the primary in June. And when the election was certified, which took weeks to do, she had lost by just dozens of votes. So the incumbent, Democrat Peter Schweier, will be facing a write-in campaign by Enid Santiago. There is no Republican candidate running in the general election for that district. So Santiago has objected to aspects of the count. And in fact, the election judge, Erica Bickford, has been charged by the Lehigh County DA with tampering with ballots. She maintains she didn't change any, but simply darkened some marks on them. Will Allentown election judge Erica Bickford have a role in the coming election?
Well, the way it works is that Ms. Bickford is an elected official. So for an elected official can't simply be, quote unquote, fired by the county. They would have to, much like the Allentown mayor, they would have to be convicted of a crime in order to be removed. And so the plan at the county is that if she is still going to be a part of this election, because, again, the county does not have any power to remove her from office, that can only be done by a judge's order, that there will be someone to essentially watch her conduct throughout the day to ensure that there is no further incident with this election.
And do you feel like that's enough to ensure that voters have faith in the election process there in Lehigh County?
I feel like it is all that we as a county are able to legally do.
All right, then. Well, Amy Zanelli, chair of the Lehigh County Board of Commissioners, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.